soccer dad. So I have to sit through my son's soccer practice for 45 minutes before the 9-year-olds gladiate and step on each other's feet and take balls in the face in the third game of the season, and I think I'll bring a poetry book to read. No big deal. Nobody's going to notice. Well, I've been reading along in this poetry book, and it's a good poetry book, and I turn to a poem that includes a snake, and the snake is, quote, oiled slick like a male member, slick with the juices of the female, or something to that effect. And I've got this book open on my lap, thinking, Christ, these good soccer moms and dads are going to think I'm some odd sort of pervert reading about a slick member while sitting at a soccer game for 9-year-old boys. So I put the book down, but I'm bored. The practice is boring. The games are better. It's a competition between your children and other people's children, which is the best way to get the American parent interested in their child that I know of. So I decide to pick up the book again and open to the next page, and the title of the poem is Foreskin. Good gravy, how am I supposed to bring a poetry book to soccer practice to enjoy in my own private island of headspace, not having to talk to the other parents, if emblazoned there at the top of the page I'm reading that anybody can peek over and ask about is foreskin? And I mean no disrespect to the poet. This poet was recommended as one of the greats writing in American English today, and she probably is. Some of the poems earlier in the book really did take the top of my head off in the way the old cat lady said poetry ought to. So the game starts. My son's team goes up 3-0 in the first quarter, lickety-split. Then the other side gets a goal back in quarter two. Then my son volunteers to play goalie, which terrifies me. And he performs 3 hair-raising saves, 2 in the corner by the post just before the ball crosses the goal line, and another by charging out into the thick of legs around the penalty spot, claiming the ball by diving on it. When the ball's on the other side of the field, I call to him, Oren! And give him 2 thumbs up, like I'm saying, which dad is proud of his son? This guy. Definitely not, like I'm saying, who wants the word foreskin real big in the book of poetry they're reading among the church-going normies of Normaltown, Indiana. And Oren thumbs up back, and we're feeling pretty good till they get 1 lucky one, and then another, because nobody on our team will get in the way of the big boy on the other side, and he crushes one from fairly close range. Oren didn't have a chance. So after that second goal, he walks over to the sideline, rips his goalie penny off, throws it on the ground, kicks something, and yells. And all the parents are awing and ooing. And I, and look at that, a 9-year-old throwing a fit because he got scored on twice, and I was sad and all, but not disappointed, really, not upset. Who's going to begrudge a 9-year-old a fit when a kid built like a truck has just crushed 2 balls past him in quick succession? And I kind of want to take the pressure off my kid and make him not the center of revulsion or pity or empathy or whatever human emotions are being psychotransmogrificationally beamed in his direction. So I open the poetry book, lay it on my lap, plain as day in the 70-degree sunshine, look around at all the parents and go, can anybody tell me what foreskin means?